Tyler, when it comes to your brain and your waistline, there are some connections there. We have from the Alzheimer's Association, Beth Solgowski, talking about how you can take your brain health to heart. It's a campaign that is being launched, and we're going to learn all about it. Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? We're so glad to have you with us. Of course, you're from the Alzheimer's Association, and we're going to talk about the take brain health to heart. You know, sometimes we forget that we are all connected, right? And we get very motivated by losing weight or, you know, looking better in our clothes. But you're saying that there is now a strong connection between our cognitive health and our waistline.
That's right. And the Alzheimer's Association is teaming up with South Carolina DHEC this January to get the word out about brain health. We know that this is the time of year people are working on those New Year's resolutions or maybe just starting to get back in the groove of things, back to work, back to school, and maybe now thinking about making some healthy changes. And we want you to know that there's a bonus. It's not just going to help your weight, but some of these heart-healthy practices are going to help your brain out as well. So, for example, regular physical exercise, it gets the heart pumping, it gets that blood flow going and increases oxygen to the brain. And eating a healthy diet, so more fruits and vegetables, foods lower in fats.
Absolutely,
easier said than
yes.
Done. But the important thing here is that even small or gradual changes are going to make a difference for your brain. So we just want to offer some encouragement on your morning as you're thinking about how you're going to start your Tuesday.
It's all in the way you frame it. And sometimes if you've already met your health goals even, you might want to continue to eat healthy and choose wisely on your food selections because it's also helping your brain. Tell me about some of the growing evidence to support the connection between what you eat, your physical exercise, and just the health of our brains.
Sure. Well, one of the strongest pieces of evidence that we've seen over the last year or so comes from a study that was looking at blood pressure. So that's another thing that we don't necessarily think about, but the way that what we eat and what we do impacts our heart. So by closely controlling blood pressure to the recommended 120 over 80, it was found that it reduced the risk of cognitive decline by about a fifth, so 20%. Imagine if we can all have a 20% better chance at keeping our brains healthy as we age. So monitoring that blood pressure, keeping it under control if you have medication prescribed for that purpose, but also managing diabetes and watching your weight, obesity and diabetes and these other chronic conditions all contribute towards the health of your brain.
Wow. Now, how many people in South Carolina are living with Alzheimer's?
Right now, 92,000 wow. South Carolinians, and that's okay. A big number. So to give you a visual, you know, picture the big football stadium at the University of South Carolina. It's more than that number of people who are currently living with Alzheimer's disease. And it's something that is very much underdiagnosed and underreported. There's still a lot of stigma. People don't necessarily like to talk about when they're starting to see changes in their memory and their cognitive function. And so part of what the Alzheimer's Association does is we have a lot of information out there about the warning signs of Alzheimer's and then how to begin having those conversations either with your doctor or with a family member if you're noticing some things that you're concerned about. So whether you want to learn more about your brain health or, you know, what those warning signs are, how they're different from normal aging, you can learn more by visiting our website at alz.org.
That is fantastic because you're right. When you start feeling a cognitive decline, you feel vulnerable because there's so much that you don't understand and there's a lot that is still misunderstood or not understood about Alzheimer's. So it is a scary place. It's nice that you are there to provide the knowledge and the information. There's not a cure for Alzheimer's, but there is, I guess, improvement in treatment, would you say?
There are treatments out there that provide some benefit for the symptoms for a short period of time for Alzheimer's as well as other dementias. But really the most important thing that families can do is get information and support, because Alzheimer's is more than just forgetting things. It impacts motor function. It ultimately impacts every aspect of life. And so someone who is in the role of a family caregiver has a lot of stress and responsibility on them, and they don't necessarily know how to anticipate what's going to happen next. And we can help you think ahead, start putting plans in place, get a support network in place, look for resources in your community, and that's for facing Alzheimer's or any type of dementia. And so we do very much encourage folks, whether you're already impacted or this is just something that you're concerned about, want to learn more about what you can do to reduce your risk. You can learn more at ALZ.org. We've got the brain health info on our South Carolina chapter website at ALZ.org/SC. And South Carolina DHEC also has some great brain health information on their website at scdhec.gov/brainhealth.
One thing, too, going back to the partnership that you are exploring with DHEC and Take Brain Health to Heart, I'm just curious about smoking. How does smoking impact the health of our brain?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's it's a great resource that DHEC has available through their Quit Line. So we know that smoking is damaging to your lungs and to your heart, but studies have also found that smoking increases your risk of cognitive decline as well, but that stopping returns your risk to the level of someone who does not smoke. So if you're thinking about making that change to stop smoking or vaping, South Carolina DHEC has support available through their Quit Line, which is 24 hours a day, and that number is 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Wow, that's amazing. And I think this morning I was just reading a headline that said smoking marijuana is now, you know, they're linking it with the same impact on your lungs as smoking cigarettes. So I guess we would kind of roll this all in there as well. It comes down to making healthy choices and giving our cardiovascular health the workout that it deserves. This is fantastic. Tell me again where our listeners can go to get all the details on connecting with this program and information on Alzheimer's.
Sure. You can go to alz.org/SC for South Carolina, or visit scdhec.gov/brainhealth.
Fantastic. Beth Sulgowski, thank you so very much for this great information about Alzheimer's. And it's just stunning to me that 92,000 South Carolinians are currently living with Alzheimer's disease, and we don't have a cure. But there's a lot of information, and you provide it, and we appreciate all that you do to make a difference. So thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.